You're now listening to the Eight Plates podcast.
I did have a dark age.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when my band was just going through it and I didn't know if we were going to like play again or we had to find a new guitar player. And I just fucking hit the fucking bars about it for a good 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
And that was real bad. And then as soon as I was like, all right, I'm drinking every day like a chump. My body is like, nah, dude, don't do this. As soon as I kind of like stopped doing that every day and met up with some people that weren't even in my band, but just like wanted to record something, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of needed to record something to bounce myself out of that fucking funk.
Mm-hmm.
So I just made some solo songs. And I didn't quite figure out like what to put it under at first. And then eventually I was like, you know what? This is just my own shit. This is just my name.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to pretend I'm some fucking ghoul or goblin and fucking, you know, make up some alias. Cause I went back and forth with that for a while.
It's hard, isn't
it? But I was
like, because everything come up is so cringe. It's like teenager, you know, it's like, I'm going to be the darkest loner, you know, it's like the darkest loner beats or something.
And
like
I really felt like that for a second. But then I was like, when the fog cleared and everything, I was like, oh, Jesus, like I could just be myself and like have my own songs when I, when I feel like putting stuff out, that's like, you know, it's a chiller vibe usually. Yeah. And it's like, it's not straightforward rock music, which is what I kind of do with my band usually. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of my own shit that I can dribble out whenever I feel like it.
And yeah, and I feel like it's like post-punk, and it's not just one genre. You sort of, you know, shoegaze.
Yeah.
You do kind of surf the wave of that, you know, dark wave radio stuff. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and there's no rules and shit, and it's like I can put out stuff when I want. I can use loops. I can use fucking synths. I can have people guest play instruments on it, and it's like it's important to have that thing that I can kind of be excreting things as I please, so I don't upset my band members by dropping music whenever I feel like it that we all worked on together, even though I have done that a lot in the past.
True. I didn't know that, actually. That's great. Honestly, well, here's the thing. I'm a huge poser. I always have been, you know what I'm saying? I learned a few music very recently, but
I do that too.
A long time fan. I was actually 14 and I got my first, SMS message to your song, something like that. But no, I will say this. It's so catchy. It's so freaking, and this is not even a compliment. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But it's such great. I like that very much. There is a thread that you can definitely tell who was behind the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Not that you were the only person, but you can see a narrative thread between the Orwell stuff and the Soul MC stuff. I will ask you this. Was it a reference to Montreal legend? Montreal, Canada, number one broadcasting legend, MC Mario. Is that something that was in your mind when you're making them, you know?
No, I can't say I'm too aware of him. And I'm really not too aware of like Canada's like music legends too much.
I mean, you met one of them. You met Nardwuar, the human serviette of the...
Yeah, that's the one I guess I've been closest to ever. But I don't know too much. I'll find out later that people are from Canada, you know, like Jim Carrey or something. But like at first, I don't know.
Jim Carrey's from hell, apparently, because he's always suffering. The guy has like a very smooth, buttery life. And he's always like, oh, jeez, it's so hard being me. It's like, no, you have an easy life. Shut the fuck. Go paint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the
Carrey
fans in the head. But
I do. It is funny seeing him like go this this painting, spiritual, anti celebrity kind of life. But then his birthday is all celebrities. I see pictures of his birthday. It's like all the most famous comedians on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, but whatever. I mean, it's whatever. He's brought me enough joy, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Cool. Well, that's the thing. It's like people who are, you only need a few years of solid, good work, and then you're kind of set. John Carpenter hasn't done anything in, you know, a quarter century, but he's still going to be remembered for the thing for, you know,
right.
What I'm
saying? He's on FanDuel. He's playing fucking NBA 2K. he's playing NBA Street and his house in his fucking underwear.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. If I have an advice, I mean, you're going to co-sign this.
Yeah.
You can be a loser later. You know, don't be a loser when you're like 12 to 20, because when you do that, you sort of nuke yourself from, you know, legendary status. Go and work hard. Work like a Chinese slave for 20 years. And then you're allowed to sort of, You know what I'm saying? Go
Yeah, I
crazy.
definitely have things that I want to try later that
Yeah.
I'm kind of reserving for, like, the 40s or the 50s or whatever, that
Time
just
traveler?
less.
You're gonna go back and croon?
The 40s. No, I'm going to the World Wars. No, just like, like, I'm like, I like old shit. I like
Yeah.
antiques and the thrifted clothes, and like, it'd be cool to have a little spot one day, but that's old man shit,
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of want to go, I want to go, I want to put myself in threatening situations for as long as I can.
You should go film a movie in the Amazon. Dude, apparently that makes everybody cool. You see all these German guys like Herzog and whatever. You just
Yeah,
go in the
Herzog,
Amazon.
yeah.
And, yeah. Or
Or
Kinski or yeah.
when Herzog made that poor girl take the plane back to the jungle where she fell out of the sky. Did
Hell
you see
yeah, that's
that?
absolutely. I've logged and seen every Herzog picture almost. I love even the one with the deaf kids, the deaf movie
Oh,
where it says a bunch of
yeah.
deaf people just being dicks about everything. It's like, oh, I can't hear you. It's
Yeah,
a
no, I never saw that.
but yeah, I know what you're saying. It's forget. It's always some weird. His movies
They
have the
made
same.
her like an angel in this in South America, or like a saint
Yeah.
or something.
Well, that's the thing. Like, his movies have the titles of Vangelis songs. It's like Angels with Wings, you know, or like Chariots of the Great North or whatever the hell. So that
Yeah.
movie, so if people haven't seen it, it's literally she what? She was in a plane, it crashed, she was the only survivor, and then she had to like eat her own pee or so, like, you know, go crazy and like survive in these disgusting jungle environments. And then what Herzog does is like, that's a good story. Let's do it again. So he literally goes back
Yeah.
and recreates every single traumatic event that happened to wasn't it a guy though? I'm pretty sure it's a guy. Wasn't it Dieter?
No, I think it's a girl, and then when she goes back, she like brings her husband with. I'm
Okay.
pretty sure it's a girl.
Because there's also a similar thing where little Dieter wants to fly. So there's this like heroic plane, fighter, jet fighter sort of pilot.
Yeah,
And he
I've heard
also
of it.
had that, and he was like captured in Vietnam, whatever. And he also made him do everything bad that happened to him. So it's a trend, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, and it's also funny because he's like a big hero, this guy, this pilot. And Herzog names a documentary "Little Dieter Wants to Fly," which,
Yeah, just totally cuts him down.
little bitch boy got caught for a second.
That's
What do you
funny.
think of prisoners of wars, man?
POWs?
Yeah. What's the
Dude,
official MC take on this?
I don't really have a stance. I mean, they work well on film.
Yeah.
Like the Deer Hunter and stuff like that, they look cool on film. But
John
I don't
McCain.
die yeah I haven't dived too deep into war stuff besides, like, the main ones, and I'm not really good at keeping up with newer
Yeah.
war movies either. But I did enjoy Fury. I just caught that, and I
Nice.
thought that was a fun time.
Yeah, it's all the Instagram actors that sort of went to get. You see, like all these actors had careers before, and now they're all on Instagram, like Jon Bernthal, Shia LaBeouf, even Brad Pitt to a certain extent. They put them together in a movie. It's
Yeah.
the Jeremy Fragrance Avengers, I think. I liked it too,
Yeah.
man.
The only thing that was that he wouldn't have had that haircut, no way in fuck, that he Brad Pitt would have had that haircut.
What do you mean? You mean they didn't have stylists and roll
No,
like
yeah, he just
Japanese
had the
gels?
per
Yeah.
perfect fucking zoomer cut with the fucking buzz.
Absolutely.
Fresh, nah.
Thank you so much for bringing up haircuts. I'm extremely self-conscious. I made the terrible decision of doing my haircut today. I got a
You
haircut
just
for
did this?
the. Yeah. Awesome sign when someone says, not, oh, this is how you cut your hair. Oh, you did this, as in like this fucking mess. I know, I agree. I
I
want
actually
to.
didn't really see it. I didn't see you didn't turn your head much. I didn't really catch it.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, because I'm keeping myself at a specific angle where it looks presentable. If I turned myself at one time, I got too excited. I did a very physical comedy bit. I did the Jim Carrey bit. And now my hair, I've got no idea how it looks. So it's going to be absolutely devastating to see that for the hour of the video, it's going to be just a mess. The bald spots will be, encapsulated in the HD Akaso video. It's going to be absolutely terrific.
It's good. You're young. You're much younger than me, though, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know. I won't even say.
I'm all the way up to 30 right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we got a little a literal 30 or like
Yeah.
32 on your okay.
No. I got a I arrived at 30 in September, so.
Yeah, 7 years is not that bad. It's not that crazy. Seven
Oh,
years is
dude, you can do anything you fucking want with your hair.
But
You
I'm
can do
going
it.
bald. Now, wait a second. I got the scalp of a 45-year-old. You can't just apply these logics of regular kid stuff, you
Oh,
know what I'm
all right.
saying? Yeah.
God damn.
I'm like, you know, there was a little there was a kid whose father he want like a, the father wanted to punish the kid, and he like shaved his head like he had a huge bald spot, like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that for a second. Think about that
I think
sentence.
I've
That's
seen
my
that
life.
photo. Is it a
Yeah.
black child?
Whoa. What do you mean? No, it was
That's
out.
the
Yeah.
photo that I saw.
Yeah, because he just.
I haven't seen the white version of that punishment, but I've seen the little kid.
It's funny because if you do that to a white kid, it looks like he's like a monk. He looks like he's in a
Yeah.
cult or something. He's like Jim Jones' child. Yeah.
Yeah,
Damn.
dude.
But
Yeah.
I mean, I do have Jim Jones glasses. And here's another thing. When you get your hair too short, Jim Jones glasses no longer fit. The producer glasses no longer fit because now it looks, he looked like Robert De Niro in Casino, you know, like he looks like a baby with this humongous glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what
Dude,
happened.
Casino, I'm not a huge fan of.
Fuck Casino. I agree, man. I actually,
I really don't get it.
yeah. Because, well, here's the thing. It's because he smokes a cigarette cool, and people are like, wow, that's literally me. That's.
No, I actually, yeah, that too, but I've seen women love it, and it's like this is the most like the worst woman ever in this movie. And it's
Yeah.
like they all love her. They
Yeah.
love his chick in that. And you're just like watching De Niro just like pay for everything and fucking get cucked and
Yeah.
fucking. I like seeing James Woods get wild. So I mean,
Absolutely.
there's parts that
Don Rickles, you're a big Don Rickles head.
I like. Not really, but I love that scene in what is it, Dirty Work, where he's like
Yeah.
calling Artie Lang a gorilla or something, and he just
Yeah.
keeps cracking up. That's a great scene.
It's amazing when they had to pretend he was still funny when he was 9 years old. He could barely speak. He was like, and he's like, wow, comedy legend Don Rickles hits again, strikes again.
Yeah, comedy's weird like that when people have to, when they got to pay their respects, you can't really, if like you said, if somebody like was in the trenches for X
Yeah.
amount of years and they put in there, they did good stuff in a certain time frame,
Yeah.
they kind of they get that plaque forever.
Absolutely. They don't take away your eye of Purple Heart when you get like 69 or something when you can't fight anymore. Is that something you advocate for? Did you think about that for a second? I don't want to get you into advocacy. I just feel like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm
War.
a new person. I'm so sad that I was too young to get in a fist fight with you. You know what I'm saying? Those days.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to be like insensitive or whatever, but it's like the wild days are sort of, you're more of a chill guy now. And I wish we would have
Yeah.
fucking duked it out. You know what I'm saying? In the parking
Yeah.
lot. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Well,
That's
no,
just.
I had my wild days actually
Yeah.
as a bit of a preteen. I got in a lot
Yeah.
of fights and stole vodka and I did
Yeah.
all that kind of before music stuff.
Right.
So I actually was a part of a horrible fight with some kids when I was about 14 years old that sent me to I had to it was actually considered mob activity because we outnumbered these other guys that went to school with us, and it was bad. Like
Right.
we were in the wrong. You can't be outnumbering people like that.
Absolutely. Except
And
online. I definitely send people to mass report stuff. That's awesome, but yeah.
So anyways, I ended up having to go to court every month for like a year.
Yeah.
And then I got put on fucking probation for 2 years as like a
Yeah.
14-year-old. And I was kind of not to like suck off the criminal justice system, but like I was kind of knocked into, I don't know, that whole thing, like that whole experience that young kind of not reformed me, but I was like, oh, I don't think I fighting people is this is dumb.
Yeah.
Stealing, handles of Smirnoff. I kind of gave it all up and like started going to band practice every week, where before I was like, skipping practice to, try to fucking make out with girls and steal Smirnoff or whatever the fuck. And then I was like,
Why Smirnoff? It's so funny. It's
dude,
so funny you're very specific
I
about
stole
fucking
so much
Smirnoff.
Smirnoff, dude. Like, I can't,
Yeah.
I stole many handles of Smirnoff, but the
Yeah.
thing is, or you would trade it for weed in those days or
Right,
whatever.
right.
And so this whole experience that I had with the gang violence or the mob activity, it kind of set me straight as far as like violence went.
Right.
And so that was a good experience for me, ultimately, because I was like, I don't know, I just kind of approached, things differently, and I was not so quick to like punch somebody over some dumb shit.
Yeah,
But
right.
later on, I was always with booze, dude. I was always fucking swinging on booze.
I was gonna ask you, is this a sensitive topic? I don't want to sort of pry too much. I don't
No,
know if it's
no,
a troll
no.
interview or whatever. I fucking hate
No.
AA. I think it's fucking gay. Okay,
Yeah, no.
I love men, but AA is the worst, honestly. It's the I mean that's too far.
Yeah.
I went to NA, I went to AA, and those guys are the most self-pitying bunch of losers of all time. I'm very sorry, but it's I hate them so much because it's like,
Nah,
okay.
no offense. I've only been to like two of those. I checked them out. I went twice and I never really went back.
The coffee's absolutely horrendous. Here we got Timmy's, obviously another classic Montreal Canada reference. We got Tim
Oh,
Hortons.
yeah. You guys got the sandwiches, dude. Great sandwiches.
That's not even true. Tim Hortons is dog. The entirety of Tim Hortons that's not coffee is dog shit, bro. They got paninis. They got those
Dude, I had a
wraps.
great panini there. I would not eat. I was just talking about this yesterday. Like, I would not. I would rather eat like a. I think I would rather eat a Tim Hortons sandwich than a Dunkin' Donut sandwich.
Oh, I mean, come on. That's very low competition. It's like I would rather eat a dog than a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
If
but
you're.
that's like that's your guy's fucking Dunkin', right? That's it.
That's right, but we do have Dunkin' as well.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. This is very consumer pilled. I feel like the first
Sorry,
track on the
sorry,
new album being like,
sorry.
I prefer this sugar drink. I'm not you, it's me.
Yeah,
But at the
yeah,
same
yeah.
time, it's like, you know, you got Timmy's right there, and then people are supposed to talk about like, oh, you know, I knew I was drinking too much because my wife, you know, she had a hard life. It's like, shut. I mean, okay. Everything's hard. Everything's tough. Everybody has issues or whatever, but you were already a piece of shit before you started drinking, pal. You
Yeah.
weren't this ain't, you know, angelic beast and then that were, you know, fallen from grace because you had a bit too much Smirnoff. It's like, you know, either way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, much luck and much you know, perseverance to people out there fighting the good fight, but don't go to AA. Just do it on your own. Just lock yourself in a room and sort of find something cool, you know, find
Yeah.
like a little
Yeah,
hobby.
you just need shit to do, dude. You
Yeah,
need a few
absolutely.
things. You need a few things to do and
Yeah.
you'll be good.
Except drugs. Don't do that. Do everything else, but don't. I mean, at the same time, I'm not. Here's the thing. It's a
Yeah.
hard thing. It's hard being a celebrity influencer, you know, megalomaniac who controls the entire world like I am, because every time you say something, it looks like a stance. I don't care. If you want to go
Right.
out and party off and drug off, you know what I'm saying? And like crash your car into Mount Rushmore, that's your right. You should be able to, you know? But I don't know. It's not a stance. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I got no idea. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So,
before I do, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, I've tried to get it done before 25, move on and fucking whatever.
absolutely, absolutely. Try to join Jimmy in the 27 Club and then sort of move on and grow from that. It's
And
awesome.
then
It's
get to
awesome.
it, get to it.
It's awesome to see these guys who used to be edgelords in their like 50s and 60s now trying to be the same thing. Like the singer of The Cure, Robert Plant. I'm sure you love The Cure because everybody loves The Cure.
No, not really, but yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
I'm
Yeah.
really not a, it's a, yeah, the happiest goth band. It doesn't, I don't know, never really did it for me, but
I would love to. So what's his name? I forget. It's not Robert Plant. That's Led Zeppelin. Something Robert.
Robert
Something.
Smith.
Robert Smith. Absolutely. I would love to
Yeah.
take his head and dunk it into a toilet bowl. What about that?
Yeah,
You
I would
too?
love to see, yeah, no, I would love to see him and Tim Burton get together and do something scary.
Yeah. No, it's which is all right. I mean, it's not his fault. He hates Ticketmaster as well. I love that. The guy who's like his only passion is not making money, which is
Yeah.
the man of the people arc. I'm very glad you didn't do this, you know, when you said like, oh, I'm more chill, I'm more different. I'm glad you weren't like, guys, I'm gonna be giving away tickets now. I'm gonna be, you know what I'm
No,
saying? Like that's the most
no.
yeah.
No, yeah, I just had a ticket price conversation today because
Yeah.
we added Detroit and we were
Yeah.
like, let's make tickets $20 for Detroit because you know, Detroit's fucking going. Detroit's been going through it. $20, come on in. But yeah, it's a weird thing when you're like, wait, don't you just worked 80 years of your life at this thing. Isn't it time to sell those $100 tickets? Like you've been kind of, isn't that what you earned now or whatever?
And it's not like a scam, you know. For example, Guns N' Roses is a scam. Madonna is a scam, where they just sit down, those fat slobs that looked good
Yeah.
25 years ago, and then play tracks from the background. But I don't know. If people want to see live performance, they go see a live performance. You know what I'm saying? You got Japanese cello players who charge more than Robert Plant or Robert Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, whatever, dude. You probably got kids that you want to buy shit for, and you're leaving the earth in 30 years or 20 years or whatever. I
Well, it's a slippery
don't know.
slope, though. I understand. You do that two or three times, and then you become Gene Simmons, where you start copywriting everything. It's like you can buy an evening with
Yeah,
him. Do you know this?
And
Do
no, but oh, god damn,
you
dude. I still remember the family jewels, dude.
know? Yep.
I still remember his reality show and
There was nothing. Ozzy has that, you know. It's not.
yeah.
Ozzy didn't. So this is. I'm not. I sound like a salesman, but you know that you can buy not only a day. So Gene Simmons can hand deliver one of the merch items if you pay him enough. So he's gonna come to your house in the United States and hand deliver something, a product, whether it's memorabilia or whatever. And also,
Yeah.
you can buy a weekend with Gene Simmons. You can hang out with Gene Simmons, non-sexual.
God, dude, that seriously sounds like shit.
Because it's like, yeah.
I'd rather hang out with Gene Simmons' children, to be honest.
Okay.
Just be like, tell me some fucked up things that you saw your father do. I just
They're
want to hear
all,
about, I'd rather
yeah.
hear about that.
They're all in their 50s too. You know what I'm saying? They're completely out of it. They don't care about the rock and roll stuff. Their dad's 80 years old selling himself for $20 on weekends. It's,
Yeah.
would you, here's my thing, and don't take this the wrong way, obviously, but because, but I just thought it's a funny question to ask in
All
this.
right, I'll try. Yeah.
Would you consider MC cruise? So you go on a cruise and you got married couples and then you have MC performing every night,
Now,
like a Kiss cruise?
I have been on a rock and roll cruise before.
Yeah.
We were paid to join Weezer on a cruise of only
Awesome.
Weezer fans.
Yeah.
And some comedians. It was like Doug Benson was just like getting high,
Nice.
or is that his name? The Doug movies guy.
I have no idea. I hate
I don't
comedy. I'm sorry.
know. Yes, yeah, some comedian guy, and
Canadian?
I don't know. It actually may be. He might have been. And
Sorry. Yeah.
but yeah, it was fucking weird because it's like there's the casino and the buffet, and then like two stages.
Yeah.
So it's like. Everybody's just fucking blacking out and eating chicken, unlimited chicken tenders and
Yep.
throwing up on the water slide. And then, like, you know,
That's
you get to
heaven. You're
see,
describing heaven right now. I don't know what you're
you get to
talking
see.
about.
It honestly, like, at that time period,
Yeah.
when I was fucking slugging Jameson, eating tenders, and watching Weezer play every night, like, it
Yeah.
was heaven. It
Hell
really
yeah.
was the shit.
Hell yeah.
And it's honestly one of the better memories that I've had with like opening up for people.
Yeah.
And so I've been I think I've been I think I've already had the best kind of rock and roll cruise experience that I'm gonna have. So maybe no cruises, but I had a good
Yeah.
one.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's awesome. I love the deep blue sea, you know what I'm saying? I love the wild style of the oceans, the wild roaring oceans. And I feel like it takes away from your sailor nature to go on a cruise. I feel like cruises are like the resorts of the travelers, man. You know what I'm saying? You like to travel, go around, explore, but then you got this thing that confines you to Tendies and Weezer, and I think that's a tragedy, to be honest. But
Yeah, I didn't even get off the boat.
like Hotel California, you're still there. Just part of your soul is
Yeah.
still on the Weezer cruise forever. And
For
you're gonna
real,
be
yeah.
united. Yeah. Here's the thing. Chicken Tendies now brought up an amazing movie, Dumb Money, which you hated. You have Letterboxd. I have no idea. How the hell do you have that and not advertise it every 2 seconds?
I don't know. Because honestly, I didn't want to get it because it was like, I didn't want like another thing to like. Do social media things on,
Yeah.
especially with like movies, because like it's like I get to just chill and watch a movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I want the thing that is gonna fucking get me back on my phone when like I use movies to like get away
That's
from my phone?
right.
So I was very conflicted, and then you know, yeah, I get enraged watching fucking Dumb Money, and I'm just watching fucking Paul Dano fucking running the track, looking like fucking Juno.
Yeah.
Fucking with wet ass pussy bumping like super. You know how like the song in movies always plays way louder than the
Course.
dialogue?
Of course. Yeah.
And oh my god, dude. So I'm like, why the fuck would this song be? And then it's of course every single song in that movie is just like horrible trap music. And I was like infuriated because like that's a job that you know, it's a job that most people could probably do is pick some songs for a
Music
film.
supervisor? Excuse me. They paid $2 million to Rick Rubin to do that for the Bret
Yeah.
Easton Ellis movie. So it's not an easy job. Okay, you have to choose
Yeah, sorry,
tracks.
you gotta find the Rick Rubens of the world. But I was like, man, I can't take this movie as seriously with this fucking shit blasting in my ear. And
Yeah.
yeah,
So
I did
seriousness was your issue with Dumb Money. You were like, I can't get into this. It's not The Big Short. Was that it?
they could have went a little they could have gave a little bit more, and I have a
Right.
problem with Seth Rogen nowadays doesn't, you know, I don't like really his shit anymore. So there wasn't a lot for me in the film.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fucking do stocks either. So I was just, you know.
Well, yeah, that's my thing. I think it's a bad movie. Okay. It's not a good movie. I had a fun time. So I'm always interested. And I like to count it some slack. If it was fun, it was fun, even though it's not this. I'm not going to compare it to Tarkovsky's Mirror. Okay. Let's be honest. It's not exactly the same caliber of movie, but it was fun. However, Seth Rogen now has to play the like self-conscious professional in every movie now. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy to me. There's no goofiness. He's always like, well, I got another Canadian, by the way, but a fake Canadian. Do you know this?
No, I don't know how somebody does that.
Absolutely. Well, they go and they keep talking about being Canadian, but they haven't been back to Canada in millions of years. You know, you lose this. This is not like it's not like an ancestral land or whatever the hell, you know, kind of stole it. So we got to keep here. You got to come back. It's like a timeshare. You have to go back, you know, back and forth, and you keep yourself grounded, you know?
And he's not. Yeah. He's, I don't know the last time that I was fucking on the Rogan train, maybe like Zach and Miri make a porno or something. I don't know. A while ago, before he was selling, you know, all the weed accessories that money can buy.
That's right.
I was, you know,
is that what he does now? His version of Gene simmoning out
is like $500 ashtrays that are made out of like, you know, good stuff or whatever.
Oh, you mean like eco-friendly stuff, like recycled or?
Yeah, for his, you know, the healthiest thing when you're holding smoke in your lungs as long as you can, coughing up mucus all over your fucking wife's table or whatever.
Yeah, becoming retarded because you have resin in your brain. That's awesome. I love cigarettes, though. Don't trash talk cigarettes. I feel like smoking can be kind of cool. But then, you know, I don't know. Either way, whatever. Weed talk. I don't give a shit about weed talk. I will ask you one thing, though. You
fuck
watch
the
VH...
weed. Fuck the fast food. Let's move on.
MC Tradcath arc. It's like, actually, guys, seed oils are the real.
Dude, I had to have somebody tell me what trad meant, and they went traditional.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, god damn, dude. I need more time online. I need more hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Zoomers are running out of, you know, and inspiration, I feel like. Everything's a short sus is sussy. Sussy, sussy suspect, you know?
Yeah. I had a Zoomer call out one of my fucking... I put, like, a picture with a song.
Yeah.
And he was just like... He just commented immediately, like, 12 likes type of content. And I was just like... I was like, this motherfucker. I was like, damn, this kid really just, like, sees in content. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's how he sees his vision is just like... Will this get likes? Oh, no, probably not. Fuck it.
Exactly.
And that was that.
That's very... You said something on your notes one time that was like, content is a terrible way to... Was that a terrible way to describe art or something
that
like that?
That was like right after I was triggered by the 12-year-old, yeah.
Dude, don't say that. The philosopher is, look, Kant, okay, Nietzsche, they always wrote their best shit when they were pissed off about someone. Somebody in a cart was just like, yo, God is alive, bitch. And he was like, no, God is dead. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? So don't reveal your sources. I think the point is more important than exactly what caused you to think that. But it's true. Lots of people are like, is my movie, for example, because I'm in the movie business, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Like, so many people are like, okay, but why do people keep watching your movie if there's like no action? You know what I'm saying? Like, because of the characters, because of the, like, and I'm not a fan of boring movies at all, but I'm saying like you should be invested. For me, a movie is an investment. You go there and you're like, I'm going to sit it and watch it. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to peek in a little bit and open the theater door and sort of see a few seconds and see if I like it. No. You know, make the investment. You investment cast yourself in that seat for 2 hours. At the end, if you hated it, you have every right to spit, kill, decapitate the director. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
But you should watch the thing. You shouldn't be like, how marketable is this 15-second clip? Which is why I think lots of movies have these like bombastic soundtracks, just like Dumb Money, because it's like someone, you know, someone sits down and watches Wet Ass Pussy with Paul Dano, and it's like, this is a movie for me. Let me watch, you know, more.
Yeah, somebody's just licking their lips and salivating. They're like, do you think we could get a Cardi B song? Do you think she'll do it? And they're like, God, that's such a fucking good idea. But like, like you're saying, like, I barely want to, you know, that whole thing with like seeing more than you need to. And like, you know, now it's like, oh, you make music, like you Did you drop the little video about how you show how to make your bed? Like, what have you been reading fucking Jordan Peterson books? And like, now you got to make a TikTok about this is how I brush my teeth and make my bed. So you know that I'm a person that also makes songs. And I'm like,
There's
the only you're gonna look, you end up looking like the dumb piece of shit at the end of the day when you have to post that. And it's like, pretty soon people are gonna be like, oh yeah, I made a bed making video when I was releasing my EP. Like,
No,
oh, time, I was down bad. I was showing them how I fluff my pillow.
that's so true. And yeah, I don't play this role of I'm the cool guy. I'm a loser and an idiot and a failure. But at the same time, I want to reach that with my own art. I want to reach that with my own stuff. If everything I do is a failure, then so be it. But not because, oh, I tried to be this algorithm. You know, dude, the move that triggers, like, it sends me back to incel mode is this.
Yeah.
And they point to like a caption something 10 tips to think, I want to kill. I become the MK Ultra fucking programmed killer right there. I just
Yeah.
want to start decimating crowds. It's insane.
Or just, yeah, and then like the girl version is like the they sway back and forth and just like make faces like, and you're like, look at you, you insane bitch. Like, look at your fucking body movements. You're
We're doing
insane.
it. So she spread the virus to us. We're literally on a show right now doing the exact moves. It's so over.
Yeah, I
We're
just got caught up. I just got caught up, dude. Let me clip this and just fucking
Yeah, well, this is
and
gonna be a
post it
clip.
right now. Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's do our fucking clips and fucking we came here for what we needed.
Damn, dude. I will say one thing. I love those comments. I love the hater comments because I don't love it, obviously, when someone sends something mean to me, I cry and then I think about my entire life, and then, you know, it's a very
Yeah.
destabilizing moment, but I relate to that feeling. Like, I don't want to be a hater, really. But when someone tries to put out their new song, it's like, hey guys, this is my new track as independent 12-year-old producer from Montreal, Quebec. And it's the shittiest bedroom beats, sort of, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
I'm not even vaporwave, but those study beats. What's it called? Chill
Yeah.
hop.
Lo-fi chill hop, just chill hip hop,
And
whatever.
over that, there's like a 12-year-old squeaking away at like, eeny, meeny, bow, and you said that you love me, but actually you don't love me any. So that sort of
Yeah.
stuff. There's a seething rage that sort of takes over my body. I understand the hater who's like, I hate this. So, you know, can you really
I
blame
think,
him?
yeah. I think the titles are what's dangerous when they start going. Oh, I'm self indie pop star, and it's like you
Yeah,
just
that's right.
fucking sucked your own cock till you came before you even got words out of your mouth. And like, you know, why does that, you know, why does what you th you know you think you technically are have to do with what you are about to, like, can you make somebody go like, yeah, that's a good song, or like, no, I don't like that song, because that's all that's gonna happen, you know. No
I
matter
wish.
what you describe or whatever beforehand, somebody's gonna go, yeah, this, I like this, or they're gonna be like, not for me. And that's it. So it's like, how much are you gonna fucking dance around before you get to that moment where somebody goes like, oh, I think this is shit, or like, I'm gonna listen to this multiple times.
I mean, you're the music expert, so I don't want to be this
No,
contrarian type of guy, but
no, no.
but at the same time, I feel like most people would just never get heard, and that's the most brutal, decimating reality of it, which is it's not even people like it or don't like it. It's just, yeah, you're putting stuff out for yourself, your close friends, the accidental Indian who clicks on the wrong link, something like that. You know, it's
Yeah.
not
There
so.
is something worse, though. There is something worse, and that's the people that are like, yeah, I have about four albums, but they live on my hard drive for me to jack off to. And I'll never take that moment to have somebody go, yo, this is dog shit. Like, I'll never, like, you'll never even hear it. Like, that's how afraid they are. They'll never hear that.
That's the
So
Orson Welles. Yeah, the Orson Welles producers.
that's worse
Absolutely, absolutely. Because
for
it's,
sure.
well, it's true because at that point they have this idea of themselves that if I drop this, the internet would break. If I drop this, it's the end of music, essentially. And then they can
Yeah.
avoid being called a loser and an idiot and a person who can't mix properly. It's like, why do you have so much bass? You understand that bass is mostly mid, right? Idiot. And it's go, ah, yeah, I hate them.
Yeah, it's a weird like social kind of high chair that they get to sit on and be like, I have something under my ass that I swear makes me tall.
I do interact with a lot of writers. Sorry, let me correct myself. I interact with a lot of people who say they're writing a book, and that's probably worse because at least music, yeah, you have to record it. Writing a book takes zero effort. Not true.
Right.
But saying you write a book takes zero effort because you literally need a Word document where you write one sentence and you're writing the
Yeah.
book. Yeah. So, I
Yeah,
mean,
you do
it's.
hear about those people that are on year seven or whatever, and their wife is like resorted to fucking other people because
Yeah,
this
the
book's
Korean
never been
actress.
finished
What
yet.
was it that like K-pop meme where it's just like, "Honey, please go to work." It's
Yeah. I
like, no,
saw. I
babe,
think
I have to write.
I think I saw an American version of that, but I forgot how it went. But I think it was basically the same gist.
I think we just our meme realities are race warped. I see memes. You see the black version. I see
Yeah,
the
you see
Korean.
the black or Chinese version of memes, and I'm just seeing the I'm just getting this whitewashed
Damn. What about White Walls? What about Macklemore? I want to see the MC take on Macklemore.
Macklemore is a kind of a weird one. That
Yeah.
is like a honestly like that was like a weird thing that kind of happened, especially because it was like this whole weird, like, I don't know if you knew, like, immediately after he won whatever, like, Grammy for like Thrift Store or whatever, he fucking immediately, like, sent Kendrick Lamar like a huge apology text or whatever, like, kind of like,
For what?
like, this ain't right, this ain't right, dog, like, this is
Ooh, hell yeah.
kind of like, he just like fucking had like a white guilt panic attack and
Yeah.
fucking was like, Kendrick, I want to just hand this to you. And it's just weird, dude. It's just,
What do you mean it's
and like,
weird? You're picking a
it's,
random black guy to give an award to? That's weird. No, it's completely normal behavior. Yeah, definitely well
yeah, it
adjusted.
was just, I just, when I saw that, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was like, you had your moment on your TV moment that every, and I don't know. It just kind of made me, I already wasn't like, like a fan of his shit, but it was, no, yeah, I had very strong feelings against Macklemore now that I think about, like, being 20 years old and fucking, I think I like burned the Rolling Stone magazine that had his face on it or some shit. Like,
Hell yeah.
I was still edgelording fucking hard at the time.
No, he's a very hateable guy. There's nothing redeemable about it. His haircut's similar to mine, by the way. He did this in 2012, which is awesome.
Yeah, he like relapsed during COVID. I was like, hell yeah.
It's like that old MDE bit about wanting Russell Brand to come back on the heroin. That's what I want. I kind of want to just
Yeah.
like spike him with a needle and bring it back. But I don't know. Just nothing redeemable about that guy. Even the beats were Ryan Lewis mainly. I'm a Ryan Lewis
Right.
truther. I think he's the so he's just the guy who was like, yeah, either way, I didn't
Yeah.
like him. And then also he kind of leaned into the gay stuff. He's not even gay. He's not even a cool.
Was
I
he like
can't.
the white guy to Killer Mike, like the guy with the hat?
I don't remember that. What, LP?
Like the like yeah, it's like the
Because Run the Jewels is LP and Killer Mike. Is that what you
Right,
mean?
so it's like yeah, so it's the white man in the hat, is that like the was that Macklemore sidekick kind of thing?
I don't know. No, LP. No, wait. Ryan Lewis and LP are two different people. I don't think it's the
Right,
same.
no, I know that, but like was their role like similar?
Oh no, LP is the fat. LP is the fat guy of the relationship. You know, there's they have Killer Mike and LP, and LP is shorter, so he makes Killer Mike feel better about being a fat. So it's very different. Ryan Lewis is probably the gayer of the. Actually, you're right. He's the gayer of the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis duo. So
So it's like
Macklemore, yeah.
Abbott and Costello, but like instead of a skinny guy, it's like gay.
Exactly.
All right, that's like I gotta know.
Which sucks because I can't even we can't even we can't even bump cocks with Macklemore anymore, you know, because he's not actually a gay guy, but he's still doing all the protest stuff. It's like it's stolen valor, you know what I'm saying? If he didn't go to the
Yeah,
gay
like
front.
if you're gonna, and like I don't know if he's dropping songs or whatever, but it's like there is that sometimes I do see the people that kind of like stop making music regularly, but like they keep up with the, they keep up with the protests, they keep up with
Moby.
everything else. Yeah.
I fucking
They
love
keep up,
Moby. I'm sorry.
I don't know shit about them, but they keep fighting the good fight online for whatever they believe in. But it's like, I don't know, you're kind of like not on the front lines anymore because you're not putting out stuff that can be, you're not, you stop producing what you did before. So like it's almost like, I don't know, does somebody's voice like kind of, should it kind of go away if they quit, like the, if they stop actually producing and doing what they're supposed to do, like Should their voice diminish if they quit? Like, I don't know.
That's all they can. That's all they can do to come back in the limelight. Because all there was like a 2008 pop star Holocaust. Jason Mraz is dead. Fergie is dead. Kesha is dead. Katy Perry is dead. Like they literally, it's like Order 66. They ordered some clones to nuke everybody in the entire poposphere. So now the only thing they can do is be like, "Hey guys, it's me, the singer with one hit song in 2013. I'm telling you that you should believe this or
Yeah.
that." Like it's the only way to kind of come back to,
Yeah. Or they do
yeah.
the old like Gwen, they'll do the you gotta get the band back together, Gwen. Gwen Stefani, you know, she's fine. She was probably doing fine and now she's got No Doubt
Woo-hoo!
shows. No Doubt shows coming up. But yeah, it's they'll fucking make you do something.
Like wear a dress, or you wearing the Cat Williams truthers as well? Is that
Yeah, I had a VHS tape in earlier and the
yeah.
trailer for Big Mama's House came on and
Awesome.
I was thinking about it extra hard. I was like I was like, look at this.
Yeah. No, but
But
sorry, yeah,
yeah.
about VHS real quick. So how does that even work? How do you make them? Do you order them? 'Cause I'm big into film. I love projecting film, but that's super expensive. I literally can't afford it. So
Right. No, I mean, I was just like a fucking something to waste money on like on eBay and
yeah. But
There's a
conservative,
VHS
you
store.
know?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
like
'Cause it's
'cause
like,
like cassettes are.
I can watch myself where it's like, I think I just spent way too much money and I got this fat stack of tapes. And then I get to the register and he's like $38. And I'm like, okay, I'll be all right. You know, like it's not like I'm addicted to fucking, Gucci, flip flops and fucking bags
Yeah.
or something totally dumb. But it's like, I have these tapes that are, you know, it feels like I'm making a little museum or something. It's weird as hell.
Yeah. Well, it feels like, you know, those photos they take of the classrooms in like 2006 for liminal spaces. You could do that easily because a big part of that was the television with the tray that kind of moved the dolly tray, and then
Yeah,
the
I gotta buy a dolly tray to rewatch 9/11.
VH. Damn, that would be so sick. Here's a movie idea. I don't have an idea for the movie, but one of the scenes is you go into someone's house and every room is decorated like a preschool from 2006. That'd be very spooky. Just the visual
Oh,
of it.
dude, that was scary. I think in that movie, Running Scared with Paul Walker, if you ever seen that movie,
Rest in peace.
there's a scene like
Gone too
that
soon, I'd
where
say.
there is a scene where they find these two people that have been capturing children and they have like a playhouse in their
Yeah.
house where like they kind of let them play before they kill them.
Yeah.
It was sickening.
That's why they killed him. He played in a too twisted movie and they made him crash his
Yeah.
car.
Running Scared, Paul Walker, dude. It holds up.
Nice. Nice. Oh, well, wait a second. You call me a hack and a loser? No. This is my special idea. This movie had a kid's whatever, but it's an old movie. I'm thinking 2023. Actually, put it in the future. Make it a 2075 movie. Okay, this is the future. Everybody has high-tech nanotips. Every
Yeah.
fingertips are replaced by high-tech nanotips, okay? And
Yeah.
in that situation, they make a 2006 sort of playroom in one of the rooms of the house.
So the ghost in the shells, they're pedophiles and they're the robots.
Yeah.
And you can make it PG-13 because when you kill them, there's no blood. So
Absolutely.
you kill the robot pedophiles.
Yeah. Just
I'm
like
sure
children
it's
in real life. Do you know this? You know?
the
You can run
what?
them over. Children in real life, you run them over. There's like no blood that comes out. Try it. It's like
Yeah,
it's really
or
crazy. Do
it's
you
I
try
heard
that?
it's blue. They have
Yeah.
the blue
Dude.
blood.
That's so twisted. What do you know about blue blood?
Only that like in movies that they change the color to like avoid the NC-17 rating. But I've
Right.
also heard that our blood is supposedly blue if you can see it before it comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know if
That's
that's true.
Well, that's what I've been hearing. That's the psyop they've been running on me, is that if it's blue inside, but then as it contacts oxygen, it becomes red.
Yeah, my ass.
That sounds like a 4chan, like put your cell phone in the microwave type deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, cut your veins open and see, it's actually blue inside.
Yeah, that's funny.
But you know what's not funny?
What?
I don't know, lots of stuff. Blue Bloods, for example, a TV show with Donnie Wahlberg, the loser brother.
Can't say I've seen it. Is that the Andy Samberg show where they're all policemen?
No, it's Brooklyn Nine-Nine with the gay guy with Terry
Well,
Crews.
Those are the same show to me.
No, Blue Bloods. No, Blue Bloods is like really conservative. It's like, son, being a police officer is already hard, but with the liberals down our is breathing on our necks, it's even harder. So we got to
And
kill more.
the police chief is Tim Allen.
No, it's actually Tom Selleck. No
Oh, all
joke.
right. I
Oh,
was
sorry. Was that
fucking around.
you were doing like a kind of a joke home improvement bit?
Yeah, like
Holocaust
we
denier
gotta get
joking.
Tim Allen. We gotta get Tim Allen and
Yeah.
Roseanne to team up for this fucking
Well,
lib owning daytime television program.
they co-opted that. I can't even enjoy it anymore because all the wooden doors memes were all with Home Improvement. This disgusting losers who deny the Holocaust use Tim Allen as their mascot.
No, you see, this is the deeper section of the internet I haven't even fucking
Sorry, I mean
got to yet.
Ecuadorians who deny the Holocaust. Maybe you've seen that version.
I
Ecuadorians who
haven't.
no, sorry. Okay.
I still haven't gotten. I got a ways to go.
It's a heavy topic. Let's not bring that. But you know what's heavier than the Holocaust?
Roseanne. No, I don't know.
Got her, bitch. I will say that Priscilla's impact on the culture sphere. I saw that you like that. That's
I
such a
loved it.
beautiful.
I think me and you are the only
Priscilla
two dudes
Truthers.
on the internet
Yeah.
that say better than Elvis.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't even look at Elvis anymore, the real guy. I can't even look at him. I was like, God, how dare you, my
And
beautiful queen.
I was honestly ready to not love Priscilla because I did like the I went and like watched like Virgin Suicides as an adult, and I was
Yeah.
like, what was I, a little girl in high school? I was like, why the fuck did I think this was cool?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, girl stuff, here we go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, that was rad. It looked way cooler. It was better. I like a slow paced
Yeah.
kind of,
Beautifully shot.
see Elvis in his freak element, just fucking.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, you're a little young. Why don't I just call your parents' house in 2 weeks and we'll get you back over here. I
Don't
was
worry
like,
about it,
ah.
honey.
And his daughter that died,
Lisa
being like
Marie.
Adam. Being adamantly against it was
Yeah.
like probably a good sign, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I hate it.
Because
I just.
what girl's gonna be like, no, my dad, they all think their
Yeah.
daddy's the bomb. He never did
So
a
true.
wrong thing.
Absolutely, absolutely hate their mothers as well.
So
Yeah. But I will say that it is a shame that we see so many biopics that are, co-signed by the families, because it's going to be a puff piece. Like the Tetris movie, the real guy was a piece of shit.
I don't know anything about that,
Me
but
neither, but yeah.
I'm afraid that now that people are over the cape
Yeah.
theory, that the studios are like, all right, give them the Bob Marley movie, the Amy Winehouse movie. They're like hitting us with like all these things. They look like shit.
Yeah.
I want to see Amy Winehouse smoke crack looking like a rat, and they're not gonna give me that,
Of course not. No, they're gonna be like, actually,
they're
she was a lost soul, okay? She wasn't
yeah
a
like
gasoline drinking, freak.
yeah like I want to see the nights where fucking her and the guy from the Libertines push somebody off a building and they died or whatever, like I'm
Yeah.
not I'm I've heard about this, like somebody killed somebody that night. There was like three people on the roof,
Yeah.
they were up there. Like I want to see those nights on film.
That's right.
I want to see her dad, probably beat her ass. I don't want to see it, but like if it happened,
Yeah. No, for
because
sure.
the
Yeah.
dude Because the documentary tore me up, and it's like when you see when you see her begging her dad to like not go on tour, and he's like,
Yeah.
well, we're in the Bahamas, so tomorrow's another day, you'll feel better. And it's like,
Absolutely.
ugh, you're just like, ugh, oh God, dude. So I want to see those moments, and I have that's why I don't watch the Elton John movie, the Queen movie. If there's not fucking,
That's all right.
coke, if there's
Yeah.
not coke getting sucked out of someone's ass, and like
Yeah.
I want to see the fucking, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Or
No,
else I'm
that's
not, or else I'm not going to the theater for that.
it's the Ryan Lewis syndrome, I call it, the Macklemore syndrome, is that they're getting all the cool gay guys and making them very like PC. They're getting all the cool gay guys and making them actually, yeah, he's just like your coworker, actually. Freddie
There's nothing,
Mercury.
there's nothing PG about being a gay guy, okay?
I mean, you can be, but these guys are like famous sickos, The David Bowie biopic, I will burn the 35 print of. If they make it on film, I'll sneak into Universal Studios and burn that 35 print. There's no way they're making a David Bowie movie to what it should be. It's gonna be some like,
No.
oh, I'm just out here in England, doing this and
Yeah,
that. And
I'm just a spaceman that likes cigarettes. But no,
yeah.
Dude, I read a great book called Please Kill Me.
No,
Well,
I haven't.
I read it when I was like fucking 20. I remember a lot of fucked up things from the book though.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there was a part where like this fucking young chick fucking slits her wrists and jumps in the pool, and David Bowie's like, "Why don't we just throw her in the fucking rocks on down the side of the mountain?" Like he was like, he didn't give a fuck, dude. He
And
was like,
I
"I'll
love
just."
him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, "Ew." He was like, "Get that fuck. Let's pull this thing out of the pool and throw her down the rock, throw her off the Rocky Mountain." And this guy's like, call the ambulance. We gotta
Yeah.
save her." He's like,
Yeah.
"She loved you, David." He's like, "Ew."
I think Mick Jagger's calling. Yeah, something like that. I
Yeah.
don't know. I just, man, because these people are legends, man. By the way, David Bowie, I love that he was such a parental figure to many artists afterwards, you know. I feel like what's it called? Iggy Pop from the Stooges, or even Lou Reed. Like lots of people had so much greater careers, like such greater careers because of David Bowie. So
Right. Yeah,
it was
Bowie
so
was like,
amazing.
leave De yeah, Bowie was like, leave Detroit, come chill with me in Berlin for a month.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking does that shit anymore. They're like, oh,
Yeah.
here's a young fucking talented dude. Like, oh yeah, come stay in my house for a month and we'll just write shit. It's like
Yeah.
nobody has the schedules for
Now it's
something
Jared
so
Leto
weird.
doing TikToks. Jared Leto does the move,
Jared
dude.
Leto's climbing a building with like Captain Underpants and fucking to promote a song, and it's just like,
Proboscis. Yeah.
yeah, it's like here's one of the worst things a regular person could do to promote a
Yeah.
song is like brush their teeth and show you how to make your bed, and then
Right.
like the superstar level of that is like I'm climbing the Empire State Building, and you're like just brush your teeth, Leto, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. I loved Morbius, I will say. I know it's a meme, but it was kind of a fun scene. The guy where the guy, you know, the Doctor Who guy? I don't know what he's called.
I didn't see Morbius, so I
No,
don't know.
but just say yes though.
Yeah.
There's the scene where the guy from Doctor Who just starts dancing and he's like putting his clothes on. He's like, "Ooh, that's a cool scene."
I gotta
No, actually, don't do this.
check
I hate recommending stuff. I feel so responsible. If I give you life advice and it kind of goes off the deep end, I'm sort of happy about it. Not happy about it, but it's kind of funny. It's like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Yeah.
But for movies, I can't take it. Someone thinking I have shit taste in movies because they didn't like a recommendation, that's too much for me. I can't handle it. I become emotional. I start like ghosting them. Sometimes I'll play pranks a little bit, but actually I mean the mean things I say. It's very sad.
Yeah, I try to make sure I really, really like something. If I'm going to tell somebody, like, you should watch this, like, you got to really mean it.
Or I know that person because something that I love doesn't mean it, you know, it doesn't mean that
Right,
you're gonna
right.
like it.
You know what they love.
Or
You
something they
know
hate actually. You know what I'm saying? And kind
what?
of
Yeah, that could
force
be
them
good for
to.
that. Yeah, that could be good for them too.
Yeah. So for example, let's check this out right here. Let's check it out the MCpedia. How have you watched 20 movies? That's not even true. You're lying right now.
Oh, I haven't fucking
You haven't gone
I
back
I
40 years and logged
no
everything?
I haven't logged everything from the year before now, and I also there's probably fucking 15 movies that I watched this year that I just didn't
Yeah.
pull up the app. I'm not like in the I'm not in the I'm not addicted to it yet.
It's coming. It's
So
coming.
like I saw the Snowtown Murders last night. I didn't log that,
Yeah.
and I was like, eh. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't get around to I didn't pull up the app right after. I don't know.
That's very healthy. Unfortunately, it's gonna grip you. It's gonna be like, actually, you wanna sort of you're gonna use it as a diary and sort of,
Yeah.
you know, it's too
Yeah.
convenient and you can look anything up. And if you don't know an actor's name, you don't go to Google because that's shit now. It just sends you to Wikipedia and you have to read an article about noting $5. Instead, go to Letterboxd, you know. So it is a psyop. I think it's a very modern thing. It's been bought for $50 million, something like that recently. So it's gonna turn to shit for sure. It's gonna
Yeah,
be terrible.
I'll try to stay regular at it before GQ gets their hands on it.
Yeah, and by the way, here's the thing, the Ascended move. You see, I've been using it for 1 year now. I'm a 1 year user, okay? 1 year without crack, 1 year with Letterboxd. And now I've ascended, so I don't even rate anymore. You see, I put reviews on there, but no stars because putting stars on art, that's against my convictions,
Whoa,
actually. I
you
don't
are a
know.
fucking head. You're ahead of the curve, damn.
But that's awesome because it would have been 2 million years long to go ahead and delete every review. So instead, I contacted support and I said, "Excuse me, I feel bad about leaving negative reviews about
No, you
movies."
did not.
I did. I have the email.
Oh, dude, that is psychotic for sure.
Then they removed all my ratings. And I'm like, "Thank you, James, or whatever,
Wow.
whoever helped me out. Let me read the email. It's actually very important for the continuity of the show because people think I joke. I don't know how to make a joke. I'm very serious, and that's funny.
No joke, no joke.
Yeah. There you go. Letterboxed. Help. Help. Deleting my film ratings from profile. Good afternoon. I would like to remove all star ratings from my Letterboxd profile. After about a year on the site, I now genuinely feel bad harming the rating of a film just because I didn't enjoy it. I searched Google for an automated way to do this and a forum thread. A
That
forum.
is fucking nuts, dude.
And a forum thread pointed me to this support email address. Thank you for your help. To be Patriot on Letterboxd. Murphy, Irish bastard, replies, "Hi, thanks for the email. You're all sorted, Murphy." So, and then I reply, "Thank you for your help."
Incredible, dude. See, being fucking just typing kind like that, it really works.
I'm just too good at sending emails because I have to send so many millions of billions of, as in the engineering work I do, I have to send a bunch of fucking emails. I'm producing a movie email. So it's like literally I have to send so many emails that it's become a new way of communicating, you know, like touch,
Yeah.
like it's my sixth sense, you know, emailing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that. I love sending emails to everybody. I send an email to my florist. I don't give a shit. My hairdresser.
Awesome.
Fuck.
Awesome.
But I will ask you one thing. I will ask you one thing, and this is very serious.
All right.
You ready for this question?
I'm ready. You forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll get back. We'll get it back. Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're back to the show here. We had to cut some stuff that Mario said. It was a little awkward there, a little tense.
Oh,
Little...
yeah. I take it
It
back. I take it back.
was like, you know what? I'm tired of keeping it in. The customer's always right. We had a little downfall moment. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel after that?
I'm glad we worked it out, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't have to hang up this call.
Well, you know what? If you don't, if you.
I said it again, my bad.
But it's all good. It's all right, guys. Look, it's not always a smooth show. It's not always an easy show. Sometimes it's hard and painful, like talking to MC over here. It's very hard and painful to talk about this stuff because it's very heavy. But I will ask you one thing. Look, I'm literally out of anything to say. I'm very sorry, but there's so many questions. I'm gonna hit myself in the head 10 years from now, being like,
Yeah, you're
goodness
good.
gracious. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that I think that's that, you know, but we have to end it on a solid strong no. We can't just leave it out there. Entourage. Have you seen
No, dude.
Entourage?
No, I used to have a cousin that lived with me for like like 2 years, and
Yes.
I would walk in to the living room and he'd be watching Entourage with the lights off, and that was like the time that I don't bother him.
Yeah.
And I that the, all I've seen was like when I walked past the living room. I've never
Yeah.
seen a full episode. I don't know. I don't really know. It's about Mark Wahlberg, I guess.
Technically,
Okay.
but he doesn't. He like it's not about him. It's about a fictionalized version of his life, actually. It's Vinny Chase and his brother. You see, his brother Johnny Drama. He's sort of the guy. He's also came into Hollywood, but he's older, right? But he's not that successful. Jimmy, you know, Jimmy's not even a character in the show. You got E, the manager. E, the manager, sort of producing everything. I mean, like,
And the
oh,
tortoise, and
Vince,
the tortoise. I've heard of the tortoise.
Turtle. Yes,
Yeah.
turtle. Turtle, we all have a turtle in our lives, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's you yourself, obviously not you, but you think who's the biggest
Maybe.
loser you know in person?
Right now.
Yeah. Just name him real quick.
Oh, no,
Who's
dude.
the biggest idiot?
No,
Easy question, shouldn't be too hard. You can see
no.
you can say
I would
me
have to.
if you're in a bad
No, I would
situation.
have to. I'd have to check in on everybody first because I don't know
Yeah, but you know
who's.
though. You sort of know who the biggest loser you know is, you know what I'm saying?
Who's been fucking up?
Yeah.
Who's been fucking up the worst?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. The people, all the people that fucked up the worst last year, like, died that I knew. That, like,
Well,
I
that's
don't
all right. You
know.
can be you can lob him something beyond the grave.
Yeah, I'd say the last, the
Just the
last
biggest loser.
person
It's easy peasy.
I.
A little funny, easy question.
Dude, this is so fucking mean.
No, it's all good. You can always save yourself and say me, but then I'm going to get mad and sad.
All right, most fuck-ups in recent history, I'd probably have to go with Mitch.
Mitch?
Yeah. Are we doing last names, or can we just...
I mean, you definitely have to say his last name on the show, yeah, but if you don't want to do his last name, it's, you know, it's...
And, like, where he lives and shit?
No, that's, yeah, so Mitch, we're going to say Mitch, that's your final answer?
I'm going to have to go with Mitch, but I haven't heard from him for a while, but, like, he would call me in the middle of the night when he was fucked up, and then I heard he went to rehab, so I don't know if, like, he got out of there when it happened.
Well, Mitch, if you're hearing this, you're the guy that MC chose as the biggest fuck up loser in his entire life. Now, this man knows hundreds, thousands of people. This man has a worldwide connection. He's got the Canadian connection. He's got the Costa Rican connection. Shout out Low Resident Hans, which is how this all happened. You know, he's got all these people he knows all around the world, and still he chose you.
You had to pry it out of me, but I hope Mitch is doing better. Last time I checked.
Absolutely. This is definitely, I'm going to keep that in the cut. I'm not going to get rid of that last part. So we're talking about Entourage. We're talking about Entourage real quick. Entourage.
Yeah. Do I have to go back and watch Entourage? Because I've never seen this. Is it worth it?
You know what? Now that we have a fraternal bond, you know, I don't have a brother, but if I had a brother, it'd be someone who enjoyed Priscilla. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I feel like I don't know. There's something everybody wants to be Vince, but we're all sort of Johnny Drama. But it's amazing. It's amazing. It's got a great mix of like celebrities and music, not a tasteless soundtrack. You see, when they play Exhibit, it's for a reason, because Exhibit is in the episode. If they had Cardi B, yeah.
Is it like Swingers?
With Vince Vaughn?
Yeah. Is it like Swingers, the show?
The show? Is it? I just know the movie with Vince Vaughn. I got no idea.
Right. Is it anything like that? I just imagine it being something like that.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm miscommunication. No, not at all. Complete. Entourage is itself. Entourage is almost like, how to say, it's like The Sopranos.
Yeah. But like with, for.
Yeah.
For bros.
Sort of. Yes, dude. Absolutely. It's just guys. It's white guys wigging out. It's white guys being absolutely horrendous to everybody. It's LA style. You go there and you're like, Vince, I'm a little sad today. And Vince is like, fuck you, get a Lamborghini. And he buys him a Lamborghini. Like, it's feel good cinema. Okay. It's the basis of art. It's passion. It's love. It's life. In a world so consumerist, you know, you got Entourage, a beacon of light sort of rising from the ashes. You got the Golden Globes. You got the Oscars. Drama, you know, tension, drug addiction. Downfalls, pitfalls, rises, falls, lows, highs. Entourage. I fucking love Entourage.
I'm gonna have to at least give a good old episode one a shot one of these days, because I got my max account ready to go.
Locked and loaded, yeah. I will say the intro song by Jane's Addiction, a lesser band of the 2000s as compared to the Orwells, obviously, but still, I love that style. I love that. Right. It's not a comparison. I love that style. I love that thing, man. That energy of the 2005. I love it so much. You don't even know how much I love Entourage, brother.
I have definitely been appreciating the music of that era much more.
Yeah.
Specifically, like female pop music of the era, because around 2006, you know, I had bought my first Misfits t-shirt, and it was all I cared about was like
male music,
was like rock guy music. Because of that, I ended up kind of missing out on a lot of stuff, and now I'm really enjoying it, even like Madonna in that time period, shit like that.
Absolutely.
And so now I'm kind of enjoying it, revisiting it, and
Sinead O'Connor.
It's just, like it's kind of it's all the best chicks, and so it's cool to like kind of see what I was missing out on. And it was a cool time.
Absolutely. And you know what you've been missing out on also? Entourage. And I'm sorry, I don't want to bring it back to Entourage. I don't want to be like, oh, this is an ad or something, but you gotta give it a taste, you know what I'm saying? It's like, here, I'm the dealer, give a little.
If I can watch The Sopranos like five times in my life, then I'm sure I could do one Entourage.
Absolutely. And it's not even a less Italian show. Don't even think about that for a second. It's not the Entourage cast is not less Italian than the Sopranos cast. So if that's what really,
I wasn't hung up about that, but
no, I was thinking with the name like Mario Cuomo. I was thinking it's a little thing, you know. I don't want it. Yeah. Do people are people still racist to you?
Yeah.
When's the last time it happened? At the grocery store?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't
Whole
checked
Foods?
my hidden. I haven't checked my flagged messages on Instagram in a couple of years. I don't know.
Yeah, the
I don't know what.
requests.
Yeah,
Damn.
I don't know what's hiding out in there, but I'm sure there's some. I'm sure
Damn.
there's some sausage beef in there.
That's a great, very Italian way of saying just people who are nasty, you know. But one more thing before we,
Yeah, a bunch of sausage biters.
it was like a pizza massacre over there. All those people, I don't know. That's too bad because there's also people Americans think of a Mario Cuomo with a politician. I think of MC Mario. I'm pretty sure MC Mario was also Italian.
Good. I'm trying to get to the point where the Zoomers know me and they don't even know about politics, Mario.
That's well, I don't know who Politics Mario is either. I think that the video game character is different because he's Mario Shroom.
Right.
His
He's Schrooming.
last
He's
name is
Schrooming.
Shroom.
And
Yeah.
I quit the bag.
Absolutely. So
And
one
you
last
know.
thing, I definitely have to show you who MC a little bit of MC Mario before we leave here. Everybody, this has been the 8 Plates Breaking Podcast. Mario Cuomo, thank you so much. New single dropping in 2 days. That's right, in 2 days it's dropping. The new single. I mean, go support everything. The Orwals. I'm sure there's a new tour going on. There's a new tour
Yeah,
going on. Yeah.
I have to head east. I have to head east at the end of March.
But you're not going to
And
Canada, are you? You're not
no,
coming to Canada.
we're not crossing the border
Is that a
this
legal
time
thing
around.
or just a hatred thing because you don't like the superior country?
We were fine getting into Canada, but it was a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Something actually, the last time that we crossed the border, something really funny happened. Like the border guy was like, "Oh, rock music, yeah, what do you guys sound like?" And my fucking bassist, I don't know if he was stoned out of his mind or what got into him.
Yeah.
But he just like leans over from his seat. I think he was in shotgun. And he was like la fake laughing. He's like, "Well, we don't rock as hard as AC/DC." And he was like, "All right, get out of the car." He was like, "Everybody, get the fuck out of the car." And we were all just like, "What the fuck did you say that
Yeah.
for, dude? Like, what are you talking about?" And he was like, "Well,
Damn.
I don't know. I was trying to help this guy gauge how hard we rocked." I was like, "Shut the fuck up, dude." We all had to. It took like fucking 2 hours to get out of there.
That's amazing. That's because it's not even a Canadian band. If you said Rush or something, I'd understand it, but
No,
AC/DC,
it made no sense.
yeah.
But he says like shit like that all the time. So it was not out of left field for him. But like in the moment, it was just like really the wrong thing to say.
But is there a right thing to say at the
No, not at the
border?
border. Not at the
I've always
border.
gotten myself into such jams. It's insane. Like trying to explain Million Dollar Extreme to the border agent and why I was driving there with the suit in the back in my trunk just to film.
Oh,
Yeah,
whoa, you had to cross the border to do that.
well, because it was in the U.S., right? They film in Rhode Island, so I had
Right.
to.
I didn't think about that journey being like so big for you or a lot like long.
Well, it's not even that crazy because it's just like a 5 hour drive or something. I'm in
Oh.
Montreal, so it's like right there. It's not too far, but it's like, you know, they ask you why they thought I had a job interview. So it's like, no, I don't have a job interview in the background. And he's like, do you have food on the, in the car? I'm like, no, I have garlic. It's like, garlic is food. I'm like, okay. So it was they tried to trip you up. It was crazy. But so I had to explain
Yeah.
that Million Dollar Extreme is actually some sort of comedy.
Was that okay that you were just like, "I'm filming a sketch show"? Like that
No.
wasn't good enough?
No, not at all. For first of all, I said I was meeting some friends, and then they thought I was a drug dealer. So I was like, "How'd you meet these friends?" So I'm like, I froze up, and then afterwards, like, actually, I'm shooting a
You're
show.
like
So
the
first of
Silk
all,
Road. I met them on the Silk Road.
yeah, and but they're like weird ass questions, like, "Are you gonna meet someone else when you're there?" Like, I don't know. It's maybe it's a town. It's you know, I'm not in a pod. I'm not the MDE
Right.
pod, and they bring me down
Well,
like
yeah.
Gru in Despicable Me.
Will people walk by?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
No, it's insane, but I agree with that. I love a good little razzing because once you make it out of there, you're sort of like, I made it. I passed the test. You know, it's like a hard test and you passed it.
Yeah, the last time I did get trouble because with the when I was one of my last drunken club nights, I punched a guy that worked
Yeah.
at a club. Because he was throwing out my friend. There was a big miscommunication. He thought my friend threw a beer.
Yeah.
My friend didn't, he didn't throw the beer. And I was like, "What?" I was all drunk, like, "No, let me tell you what happened." And then like as soon as I like went to like explain the story, he just like had
Yeah.
like a bouncer pick me up in the air. And I was like, and then in my mind, I was like, "Oh no, now I have to punch you because you didn't listen to
Yeah.
You didn't listen to me tell you what actually happened.
Mm.
And so anyways, I was going to court for that. And then the guy like didn't show up to court. Like the club guy didn't,
Yeah.
I guess maybe he was just, he forgot about it, or he didn't
Yeah.
want to press charges or whatever.
He balanced
And
that date on his schedule.
yeah, so like I didn't, go to jail or anything for it,
Gotcha.
because there was nobody there to be like, yeah, he, to do that. So then I was at the Canadian border, and they're like, so what's this this assault that you got arrested for that night? And I was like, well, I went to court, nobody showed up, like that didn't, it didn't count. And
Yeah.
they're like, well, they never actually closed the case, it says here. And I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're
Open
like, so
case.
we don't re yeah, so we don't really know if that's true. And I was like, no, that's definitely what happened. First of all, first they sent me to the wrong courtroom, and I walked in, and the judge was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? And I like shit walked up with this paper, and he's like, this is the court for people who have murdered people. He's like, you didn't kill anyone. I was like, no. He was like, no, you're in 322. This is 302 or something. And I was like, oh, thank God. It was looking sketchy in there. So he sent me to the right place. Nobody showed up. I go to the Canadian border, and they're like, they didn't actually, check the clothes thing on this case. And I was like, dude. So I was stuck there for a little while, but no, I always got in, always got into Canada. Always had a good time. I've been to
Absolutely.
most of the major cities in Canada, I
Montreal?
think. Yeah, like two times.
So you must have heard of MC Mario.
No. He didn't show.
There's no way you haven't heard of MC Mario. I'm sorry, I believe everything you said, but I don't
The
believe
only
that.
MC I ever met in Canada was a homeless man named Johnny B. Portugee, and he had one rap. It was the same rap, and we met him like three times. And when we, every time we would go back, I think to Toronto, he was walking to the street. He would walk the streets telling everybody that he was a famous rapper from YouTube Internet, and his rap was, "I go to the pool after school because it's cool," and then he'd be like, "Now give me some money."
That's really funny. That's kind of
And
hilarious,
every
actually.
dude, like 3 years in a row, we'd be like, Johnny. He'd be like, hey. We'd be like, yeah, famous rapper. And he's like, are you ready? And we already knew the rap. And
You're
then he'd
doing
be
like
like,
backup vocals, like
yeah, he'd
what's
be
it
like,
called? Yeah.
and they'd be like, I go to the pool after school, go to the squad, give me some change. And we'd be like, all right, dude, here you go.
Damn.
But he's probably dead now.
Absolutely. And good for him, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people are still alive and still struggling. That guy kind of rose to the top, and he's maybe internet famous now. We'll see. Maybe
Dude,
you. Yeah.
he could go viral tomorrow from the grave. He's on YouTube.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know who else? You know who else is in debt? You know who else is 54 years old?
No.
MC Mario, brother. We got to get you on this train right here.
Is he
I'm
a,
going
like a real, is he a rapper?
No. Can you see?
Bro, what the fuck is this character? Looks like it looks like he's in from Sin City or something.
Yeah, well, he is. He's from Montreal. MC Mario, 54 years old. Albums, Montreal DJ, 2006.
So he makes like remixes and stuff.
I don't know. I just heard his. Oh, yeah. Mario Tremblay. That's his full name right there. We got MC Mario on the mix here. MCMario.com. Did you try to
Well,
get
I'm
that?
God damn, dude. Well, I'm glad I didn't try to pick that name now.
You could though. Mario Cuomo
No.
Mario, that'd be
No,
oh,
I would have,
amazing.
dude, this guy is like the Tiesto of fucking Canada, right?
Literally, I don't know. You see, it's one of those tags that you've heard on the radio a billion times. It's like, and now MC Mario. But I literally have no idea what he this is a 2006 reference in my brain right now. It's amazing
Yeah.
that we found MC Mario online here. What is he? Oh, yeah, he's doing the TikTok thing.
Okay, is that a new one?
Wow.
Everybody sliding in.
Can we do this? Can I send you this? I wish you this, Mr.
Yeah, I
Cuomo.
would. Damn, I wish I got this a little while ago, but fuck,
Okay, so
that would have really cheered me up. He's obviously done some legendary things in 2009.
know what? Fuck it. I don't care if I look goofy for the end of the show right now. I'm gonna put on the MC Mario glasses. This is producer mode. All right, everybody, get rid of that cardboard sachet plates. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mario Cuomo. We love your music. We love your
Thanks,
stuff.
dude. Thank you.
You know, and watch Entourage, please. Thank you.
All right, I will.
Hey, buddy. Rate the show 5 stars and share the 8 Plates pod with all your cool friends. Will Yang Gay Sio Wu Wu Ya Zheng Zai Da Dian Hua Ya Wei 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 Wei.